1 Samuel chapter 14. Now it came to pass one day that Jonathan the son of Saul said to the young man that bore his armour, "Come, and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison, which is on the other side." But he did not tell his father. And Saul abode at the extreme end of Gibeah under the pomegranate tree which was in Migron, and the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahijah the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, Jehovah's priest in Shiloh, wore the ephod. And the people did not know that Jonathan was gone. Now between the passes by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison there was a sharp rock on the one side, and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozes, and the name of the other Seni. The one crack formed a pillar on the north opposite to Michmash, and the other on the south opposite to Jeber. And Jonathan said to the young man that bore his armour, "Come, and let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. Perhaps Jehovah will work for us, for there is no restraint to Jehovah to save by many or by few." And his armour bearer said to him, "Do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Then said Jonathan, "Behold, we will pass over to the men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, 'Stand still until we come to you,' then we will stay in our place. I will not go up to them. And if they say thus, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for Jehovah has given them into our hand, and this shall be the sign to us." And both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, "Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves." And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armour-bearer and said, "Come up to us, and we will show you something." And Jonathan said to his armour-bearer, "Come up after me, for Jehovah has delivered them into the hand of Israel." And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armour-bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armour-bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armour-bearer wrought, was about 20 men, as it were on the half furrow of an acre of land. And there was trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, and the ravagers. They also trembled, and the earth quaked, for it was a trembling from God. And the watchmen of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on slaying one another. Then said Saul to the people that were with him, "Muster now, and see who is gone from us." And they mustered, and behold, Jonathan and his armour-bearer were not there. And Saul said to Ahijah, "Bring hither the ark of God." For the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass while Saul talked to the priest, that the noise which was in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw thy hand." And Saul and all the people that were with him were called together, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, a very great confusion. And there were Hebrews with the Philistines before that time, who had gone up with them into the camp round about. And they also turned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. And all the men of Israel who had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim heard that the Philistines fled, and they also followed hard after them in the battle. And Jehovah saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over beyond Beth-Aven. But the men of Israel were distressed that day. Now Saul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed be the man that eateth food until evening, and until I am avenged on mine enemies." So none of the people tasted food. And all the other land came to a wood, and there was honey on the ground. And the people had come into the wood, and behold, the honey flowed, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard when his father adjured the people, and he put forth the end of his staff which was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes became bright. Then answered one of the people, and said, "Thy father strictly adjured the people, saying, 'Cursed be the man that eateth food this day, and the people are faint.'" And Jonathan said, "My father has troubled the land to see, I pray you, that mine eyes are bright, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more, if the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? For would there not now have been a much greater slaughter among the Philistines?" And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ajalon, and the people were very faint. And the people fell on the spoil, and took sheep, and oxen, and cars, and slaughtered them on the ground, and the people ate them with the blood. And they told Saul, saying, "Behold, the people sin against Jehovah, in that they eat with the blood." And he said, "Ye have acted perversely, roll me now a great stone." And Saul said, "Disperse yourselves among the people, and say to them, 'Bring near to me every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slaughter them here, and eat, and sin not against Jehovah in eating with the blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night, and slaughtered them there. And Saul built an altar to Jehovah. This was the first altar he built to Jehovah. And Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and plunder them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatsoever is good in thy sight. Then said the priest, Let us come near hither to God. And Saul inquired of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou give them into the hand of Israel? But he did not answer him that day. And Saul said, Draw ye near hither, all the heads of the people, and know, and see wherein the sin has been this day. For, as Jehovah life, who has saved Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall certainly die. And no one answered him among all the people. Then said he to all Israel, Be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said to Saul, Do what is good in thy sight. And Saul said to Jehovah the God of Israel, Give a perfect testimony. And Jonathan and Saul were taken, and the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. And Jonathan was taken. And Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him and said, With the end of the staff which is in my hand I tasted a little honey, and behold, I must die. And Saul said, God do so to me, and more also, thou shalt certainly die, Jonathan. And the people said to Saul, Shall Jonathan die, who has wrought this great salvation in Israel? Far be it. As Jehovah life, there shall not a hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has wrought with God this day. So the people delivered Jonathan, that he died not. And Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. And Saul took the kingdom over Israel, and fought against all his enemies round about, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines, and whithersoever he turned himself, he discomfited them. And he did valiantly, and smote the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of their spoilers. And the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Jishi, and Malchishua. And the names of his two daughters, the name of the firstborn Merab, and the name of the younger Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz, and the name of the captain of his host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish the father of Saul, and Ner the father of Abner were sons of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any mighty man, or any valiant man, he took him to himself.